I want to welcome to the program Washington State Senator Ron Mazzal, who joins me now, who's been raising the issue of health care in the Pacific Northwest. Thank goodness most of it is done by nonprofit hospitals. But the Democrats in Washington State keep demanding more and more things from health care and ignoring the fact that the hospitals are in big financial trouble. Senator Mazzal, welcome to the program.
Hello again, Lars. Thanks for having me.
If I've overstated the cries that you've been making for several years, you've even called yourself the canary in the coal mine, saying, I've been telling you this is going to happen and you're going to collapse the system. Is that an overstatement of the problem?
Not at all. The reality is that hospitals are operating at a negative margin with a situation they cannot control, and it's only been made worse by the actions this last legislative session.
Okay, tell my audience, what are the specific things they should understand that the Democrats have demanded from the system that cost it more money and money that the hospitals don't have?
So let's go back a little bit. First off, hospitals, they cannot refuse service to anybody when they walk in the door. They have got to take them to their emergency rooms, which makes sense. But a primary physician or a dentist, they cannot take a Medicaid patient. A hospital has to take a Medicaid patient. Hospital has to take somebody who doesn't have any insurance. So that's the first thing that they operate under. Secondly, between 70 and 85% of the patients that walk in the door of a hospital are on Medicaid, Medicare, Indian Health, some sort of government-supported health care that is all contracted, the vast majority of which is well under the cost of providing that care. And then this last legislative session, what we did was started requiring our hospital systems to contract with PEB and SEB, and we got it changed a little bit, but the overall is it isn't going to make any difference. They're still going to have to, public employees and the school employees benefit program for the state of Washington, they're going to have to contract ahead of time with them, which more than likely will be under the cost of providing that care. And then they passed the B&O tax on hospital systems, and the vast majority of which are public hospitals, but we've been able to leave some of them out, but all of them are operating in a negative margin.
So what's the best way to fix this, and how quickly do we have to do this before the wheels start coming off?
Well, if the governor signs the operating budget today, it's too late. If he decides that that he isn't going to accept the operating budget as pushed by the majority party, then we would have a special session and we would have a chance to correct that. But we already had Valley Medical Center close down 4 clinics, 2 outpatient clinics. And in fact, a friend of mine's mother, who is a doctor, received a pink slip. I mean, this is hard to believe in this day and age that we are pushing our hospitals to the point in time that they are cutting back on service. And I said that on the floor of the Senate, you know, the two things we're most concerned about are cost and access. And what you've done is increase costs and you're going to reduce access, which is exactly what we're seeing the hospitals having to do in order to save themselves, is to reduce costs, which impacts access.
Yeah, because they have, I mean, cost in medicine, isn't that about 80, 85% people?
Yes, 85% labor.
So in other words, if you want to cut costs, it's not cutting bottles of Tylenol. It's cutting doctors, nurses, and other staff.
That's exactly right. And there's a reason that private insurance, why those costs continue to escalate far beyond everything else, and that's the only place that hospitals can go to raise their prices in order to cover the shortfall. And in some cases, they're charging 170, 180% of costs in order to cover all of those other people that they have to serve that they don't cover their costs in serving.
Well, and I've been telling my audience for a while, Senator, when I've been in say, an emergency room with a family member that needs quick treatment, and I see all these people around me, and there's no way to know for sure, but you pick up cues here and there. You've got an awful lot of free riders in that system, or as you pointed out, when Medicare or Medicaid pays the bill. I don't know if it's 60 cents on the dollar or 70 cents on the dollar. That's an unsustainable situation. Why does the state of Washington, why do your Democrat colleagues think that it's legitimate to add, say, B&O taxes to hospitals who are not businesses? It is an occupation for the people who work there. But as you point out, most of them are private nonprofits, usually run as part of a religious order. And you say, so why are you charging them a B&O tax? They could, if that could be dropped right away, would that help relieve some of the pressure immediately?
Well, the Hospital Association in Washington State figures that this is going to cost them $200 million between the B&O taxes and this further force the contract. And I think that they're on board on that. I sometimes wonder if this isn't just the incremental steps toward pushing universal health care.
Yep.
That when the hospitals go bankrupt, well, then they can just step in and run them. But I'm not impressed with anything the government does with health care. I don't see it cutting costs, and it certainly doesn't open access. So I really don't know. I know there's a lack of empathy for hospitals, but that seems funny. The three hospital districts that are in my legislative district are all public health hospital districts.
Yep.
So this is government, and they're all struggling. One of them lost $4 million last year. So I can't come up with a rational excuse as to why they do it. I know that there are individuals in the Senate who think that some of the nonprofits pay their CEOs too much. Well, if they're in business, they're in business, and we ought to be very glad to have them. And that's, I said to people, you know, you think that maybe they're spending too much. We should be just happy that we have access to health care, and we just impacted it negatively.
No, and when you say, I want you to run a multi-$100 million enterprise, and you say, where can we find somebody with the skills and talents to do that? I don't have any friends who are CEOs or CFOs of hospitals, but that's a particular set of skills and talents, and you want somebody to take that on, you're going to have to pay for the skill. The same way, if you want cancer surgery, you're probably going to have to find a good cancer surgeon, and you can't just say, well, I'd like the one who works for minimum wage. Senator Mazzal, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. That's Washington State Senator Ron Mazzal. You know, Washington Democrats keep saying, load more on the health care system, and at some point, you will have a health care system run by the same people who run the post office and the DMV.